हाँ, दिस इज अ डिक्टेशन फॉर जमीका डेविस, JAMIKA DAVIS. डेट ऑफ बर्थ इज 1/13/93. डेट ऑफ एक्सीडेंट इज 1/11/2022. डेट ऑफ सर्विस इज 8/25/2022. The patient is here for a follow-up evaluation. Initially, she was involved in a car accident where she was hit on rear-ended accident, leading to her having headaches along with dizziness, ringing in the ear, loss of balance, forgetfulness, disorientation, confusion, lack of focus, as well as pain in the neck, mid-back, lower back, both shoulders, both hip, both knees initially. The pain level was between 8 and 9, with some shooting pain in the left arm and both legs below the knee in the S1-S2 dermatome fashion. Today she reports that her pain level is as follows. The neck pain is around 4 and the lower back pain is 7. She denies any radiation of pain to the arm or the legs, and it is almost 50% better. She also does not report any issues with the shoulder pain, and she has some numbness of the first great toe on both feet. Maybe it is some peripheral neuritis, but she doesn't know if she has any diabetes. Pain level remains around 6 on a scale of 1 to 10, and the ADLs are affected to the level of 6 in the following areas. General activity, mood, walking ability, work, relationship with people are affected 6 among all the ADLs. Patient does report 50% improvement so far with all the physical therapy, chiropractor, medication. And the system review reveals the following. She has no headaches, dizziness, vertigo, no vision problem, memory problem, balance problems, no blackout, seizures, and no confusion, disorientation. She denies any anxiety, depression, or panic. In the pain and numbness, patient has pain in the neck and the lower back and no other findings. No pins and needle, no pain in the shoulders. In the GI, there is no nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, stomach pain, blood in the stool, trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient reports no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination or blood in the urine. In respiratory, there is no asthma, trouble breathing, chest pain, coughing, shortness of breath. In last 30 days, patient reports that the pain level has improved significantly and she has no new changes in the medical history, surgical history, hospitalization, weight loss, or any other trauma. Current pain medications are Ortram, and substance abuse none is reported. Compliance is patient reports full compliance to the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals that the blood pressure is 109/72, pulse is 77, pulse ox is 97. The rest of the physical examination is same from previous visit, 7/28/2022, dictation number 0801-042. Just mentioned that the shoulder examination is now completely normal, and on inspection, the shoulders bilaterally appear normal, and she's able to do 180 degrees of abduction without pain. Motor strength is normal, sensations are intact, reflexes are normal, peripheral circulation is intact, and there are no tender points in the shoulder, and the speed test, near test, as well as the Hawken-Kennedy test are all negative. Anterior posterior apprehension test negative and drop arm test are negative as far as the shoulder examination is concerned. Other than that, rest of the examination is the same from previous visit, 0801-042, dated 7/28/2022. Plan of care is as follows. I have referred this patient to primary health care physician for management of diabetes. If there is any, she needs to have a blood test to identify the numbness that is occupying only the great toe. It's possible she may have a gout or even a diabetes, leading to peripheral neuritis. Other than that, the patient continues on Mobic 7.5 milligram twice a day for anti-inflammatory, Xenoflex 4 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Neurontin for nerve pain and headaches, Tramadol ER 100 milligram for pain relief, and lidocaine ointment twice a day for pain relief. Session continues on physical therapy two times a week with traction massage, echo therapy, gait training, home exercise, McKenzie back programs. We focus on the neck and lower back only. She remains disabled for work, house work replacement and transportation. Has been checked. The patient has had several months of physical therapy and it'll be cut down to once a month frequency as the patient has had sufficient amount of therapy. And soft tissue recovery is only limited to what can be done. I do not think she needs more than that. She has also been referred to a neuropsych for evaluation and therapy and treatment with psychotherapy. And patient does have some headache that is improving. Other than that, a brain MRI was ordered to her, which was found negative. And her thoracic and lumbar spine MRIs were negative. In the cervical spine, there was a bulging disc at C6-7, leading to mild spinal canal stenosis. The patient was advised about the neck stretch and neck traction that she should do, and a device has been provided for neck traction. She has been advised if her pain continues, an extra step would be logical step is to provide 4 to 6 injections to her cervical spine. The patient will decide about that project for the injection treatment. We are not pressurizing her. If she chooses to have injection, we'll do it. Thank you.